Welcome back to the Ohr's Mishneh Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be concluding the fifth chapter of Maseches Krisos and beginning the sixth. Mishneh Ches, the last Mishneh in the fifth chapter, says, Chatika shel chelev v'chatika shel chelev nosar. Let's say there's two pieces of meat sitting there. One of them is forbidden fat, and the other one happens to be both forbidden fat and leftover meat from a sacrifice. Achal es achas mehen, if a person eats one of them, ve'en yodua es eza mehen achal, and he doesn't know which one he ate. So for sure he ate forbidden fat, but it might or may not have been left over from a sacrifice. Mevi chatas v'asham taloi. He has to bring a sin offering and a conditional guilt offering. The sin offering is because he definitely ate chelev, and the asham taloi, the conditional guilt offering, is because maybe he ate leftover sacrificial meat and maybe he didn't. Achalas hashnia, if he went and ate the second piece, mevi shlosh chataos. He has to bring three sin offerings. One because he ate a piece of chelev, one because he ate another piece of chelev, and one because one of those two pieces of chelev happened to have also been leftover sacrificial meat. Achal echad es harishona, uba acher v'achal es hashnia. If one person ate the first piece of meat, and another person came along and ate the second piece of meat, ze mevi chatas v'asham taloi, then this person gives a sin offering and a conditional guilt offering, v'ze mevi chatas v'asham taloi, and that person brings a sin offering and a conditional guilt offering. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Zechatas v'zechatas. He says each one brings a chatas for eating chelev. Ushnehem mevien chatas echas. And jointly they bring one chatas for the nosar, for the leftover sacrificial meat. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Kol chatas shehi ba al chet, ein shnayim mevien osa. Rabbi Yossi says any chatas that's brought because of a sin may not be brought jointly by two people. And we'll see what he excludes by specifying that it's brought because of a sin. Let's look in the Barton Uro. Chaticha shel chelev, the chaticha shel chelev nosar, two pieces of meat, one's forbidden fat, one is forbidden fat and leftover sacrificial meat. Mevi chatas mishum chelev, he brings a sin offering because of the forbidden fat. Vasham taloi machma safik shel nosar, and he brings the conditional guilt offering because of the doubts as to whether or not he ate the nosar, the leftover sacrificial meat. Sheha nosar bekaris kechelev, because nosar is a sin that carries a penalty of kares, just like chelev is. So there would be a chatas if he ate such a thing unintentionally. Ve'isur nosar chal al isur chelev, and even though he ate a single piece of meat, they still have two separate sins, the nosar on top of the chelev, lefishu isur mosif, because it's an aggregate kind of mitzvah. And we discussed those in the previous chapter. So now let's say he ate both pieces of meat, maybe shlosh chatos, he would bring three sin offerings, one for each piece of chelev and one for the nosar. Shtayim mishum chelev, v'achas mishum nosar, two for chelev, one for nosar. V'hu shahayisa lo yediya bentayim, but that's only if he had awareness in between eating the two pieces of chelev, as we discussed yesterday. The ilav hachi eno mevi ela shtei chatos. If not, if he only has one state of unawareness, he would only bring two sin offerings. Achas mishim chelev, one for eating both pieces of chelev, v'achas mishim nosar, and another one for eating the leftover sacrificial meat. Skipping a bit, kochata shehi ba al chet. Rabbi Yossi says two people cannot bring any sin offering that's brought because of a sin. Lafuke chatas yoldos. This excludes the sin offering of women who give birth, she'enu ba al chet, which is not brought because of a sin. The Savar Rabbi Yossi, sheshtayim mevios osa b'shutfus ubetenai, because Rabbi Yossi feels that two women can bring them jointly and with a condition, kedamrinim beperakama, as we said in the first chapter. Upsak halacha, and in the final analysis, the law is she'en chatas ba b'shutfus, that no sin offering can be brought in partnership, afilu chatas shel mechusrei kapara, not even those that are not brought because of sin. That is the end of chapter 5. Let us now immediately begin chapter 6, Mishnah Aleph. Hamevi asham taloi v'nodalo shelochata. Let's say somebody brings a conditional guilt offering and is brought to his attention that he didn't do the sin. So he was bringing this conditional guilt offering out of doubt that perhaps he did a sin, and before everything's all finished, he finds out he didn't do it. Imad shelo nishchat, if it's before the animal is sacrificed, Yetze v'yira be'eder, then it could just go out and graze in the corral with all the other animals. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim omrim, but the sages say, yira ad shiyis toiv, let it graze until it develops a blemish, v'yimacher, and then let it be sold, v'yiplu damav l'nadava, and then let him use its money that he got for selling it for a gift to the temple. Rabbi Eliezer omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, yikrav, it should be offered as a sacrifice, she'im eno ba al chet zeh, because if he doesn't need to bring it for this sin, hare hu ba al chet acher, he can bring it for some other sin that he did. If after the animal was slaughtered, it was brought to his attention that he didn't actually do the sin he thought he might have done, hadam yushafich, the blood is spilled out, v'habaser yetzei lebeis hasreifa, and the meat is taken out to be burned. Nizrak hadam, if the blood has already been sprinkled, habaser ye'achel, then the meat can be eaten. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, afilu hadam bekos, even if the blood is in the cup, it hasn't been sprinkled yet, but it's been collected in the cup, yizarek, then it can be sprinkled, v'habaser ye'achel, and the meat can be eaten. Let's look in the Bar Neroh. So the first opinion is, if it's brought to his attention before it's slaughtered, yetzei v'yira be'eder, let it go out and graze in the corral, imshar tzono, with his other sheep, kechulin gemurin, as completely secular, non-sacrificial animals. The suffer Reb Meir, because Reb Meir feels, kivan de lo tzarech le lo maktish le, he feels that since it wasn't necessary, it did not get sanctified. But the next opinion is, yira ad shiyis ta'ev, let it graze until it develops a blemish. De mitoch shelibo, nokvo b'shas hafrasha, umisyare misafik hachet, gamar umaktish le. When he separated the animal from the flocks, he was afraid that he had done a sin, so he meant it when he did it, and therefore it was sanctified. V'af al pi shelo yitztarech, even though it ended up not being necessary. Hilkach, therefore, yira ad shiyipo bomum, let it graze until it develops a blemish. V'yiplo damav l'nedava, and let him use his income from selling this animal as a gift for the temple. L'havi mehen olas nedava, which he should use to buy a freewill offering that he will bring. V'halakha kechachamim, and this is in fact the halakha. So now let's say the animal was already slaughtered, so the blood is spilled out, and the meat goes l'beis hasreifa, it's burnt. V'afal gav dechulin shenishchatu v'azara to unin kvura, even though non-sacrificial meat that's slaughtered in the temple courtyard is typically required to be buried, hi havi kezevach psul sheton sreifa. This meat is like an invalidated sacrifice which would have to be burnt. So normally speaking, it would be buried. In this case, it's burnt. Nizrak hadam, if the blood was already sprinkled, kodem shenodalo, before he became aware that he did not actually do the sin. Then ye'achel, it should be eaten, habasar, the meat, the rachmana amar, because the Torah says, v'hu lo yadav v'nislach lo, he doesn't know, and it will atone for him. B'shas slicha lo tehe yadia, at the time that it atones for him, he was not yet aware. Skipping a bit. So the final opinion, Rabbi Yossi says, afilu hadam bekos, even if the blood is only in the cup, it hasn't yet been sprinkled. So afilu hadam bekos, yizarek, if the blood's been collected in the cup, it can be sprinkled. The sefer Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion, klisharis makdishin es psul likarev. He feels that being placed in the temple's vessels validates something that's invalid in order to be used. B'kol ha'omid lizarek kizarek dami. And anything that's ready to be sprinkled is like it was already sprinkled. V'havikilu nizrak hadam kvar, kodem shahayisa lo yediyah. So it's as if the blood was sprinkled before it was brought to his attention. V'ein halakha k'Rabbi Yossi, but the halakha does not follow Rabbi Yossi. Okay, that's the end of the first Mishnah in Perek Vav. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.